John chapter 12. John chapter 12, we're going to start reading in about verse 20. Brother Skip didn't know what I was going to preach this morning, but I want you to, I want to reiterate something that he said, that Satan is a liar.
Amen.
And Satan hates you. Amen.
Amen.
Just think about that thought as I preach this message. And I want to preach a little while on this thought. Satan has lost his power. John chapter 12, if you're there, say amen. Look at verse 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and Andrew, again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat shall fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servants be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by heard it and said it thundered, and others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And now listen, and I... If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Lord, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you, God, for each one that's come this way, Lord. Thank you for each one that's sitting under the sound of my voice, Lord. Lord, and I pray right now, Lord, most of all, God, for conviction. I pray for the Holy Ghost to move through this building. God, I pray, God, for Christians, dear God, to realize and have encouragement this morning, God. And I pray for that one that might be lost, God, that they realize that need to be saved, God. God, I pray for that one that might be backslid, God, that would get on this altar. And God, I pray, God, you'd have your hand on us right now, Lord. Whatever's done, help us to lift up Jesus and get us out of the way, Lord. And whatever done, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 12 verse 31 says this, Now is the judgment of this world. Everything you and I know is going to change. Everything you and I see will be judged. Understand, David kind of got a little bit in the end times of this morning, and I've been preaching through the book of Revelation on Wednesday night, and if you haven't been coming on Wednesday night, please do go back and watch that and maybe listen to some of that. Why is everything we know going to be judged? Because everything you and I know is imperfect. There's nothing. Ever since the fall of man, when Adam and Eve fell in the garden and they put the sin curse on this world, everything you and I'll never forget listening to E.V. Hill preach one time, Brother Roberts. Old black preacher's gone on to be with the Lord. He said, you ain't never seen a beautiful rose. Because every rose you've ever seen has been cursed by sin. Oh, what we think is beauty, just think what it was before the fall. And that's how it's going to be once again, amen. The earth and the heavenly bodies are going to be judged according to the book of Revelation. Nature itself is going to be judged in this present condition. Nature despises all of its beauty. It can be savage, despises all of its peace. It can be stormy. Besides all of its producing goods, it can produce bad. Despite of all of sometimes good can become evil. Despite of all its enticements, it can destroy. And despite all of its nourishments that nature have, it can also starve. Understand something. Nature is going to be recreated or judged. Preacher, how do you know that? I'm going to prove it to you by the Bible. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 says this. The wolf also shall lay down with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fathering together, and the little child shall lead them. That is talking about during the millennial reign, that the all of nature will be changed. God's going to change the nature of the beast. God's going to change the nature of this world. Understand that everything you and I see is going to be judged. Amen. Satan's caused enough destruction. The Bible says in verse 31, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Jesus said that Satan is the god of this world. Paul said the same thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In whom the god of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, I want you to understand something. Satan has lost his power. Satan's going to be cast. That's what the Bible says. The words are in red, amen, so we can stand on that. How many have been fought by the devil this week? Well, preacher, you just kind of preaching foolishness. No, you waited in the message and didn't say that. Now, don't you just look at a few things. Number one, Satan is the ruler of this world. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says this, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Satan is the prince of this world. John chapter 14, verse chapter 16, and Ephesians chapter 6 tells us this. When he was cast out of heaven, his domain is this world. We understand that when the Bible says when Daniel prayed, that Daniel's prayer was hindered by the enemies on this world, amen. The Bible said Satan is called the prince of darkness. Satan is called the prince of the devils. He is our enemy according to Matthew chapter 13. Satan hates everything that has anything to do with God. So when you got saved, you put a target on your back saying, I want Satan to fight me. And guess what? He has. If you're here today and you've been saved for any amount of time, you know what I'm talking about. The devil is real. He is fighting, and he understands something. He is doing his very utmost to destroy us. The Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen? That's what the Bible says about him. He hates God, and his purpose is hurting God. He wants to hurt God because God cast him out of heaven when pride was found in him. So how does he do that? He does that through you. Let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hand. How many of us failed God this week by way of a temptation or something? That's how Satan hurts God. Can you imagine that Satan goes before Jesus, and we understand from the book of Job that that's still going on. Amen. Can you imagine Satan going? I told you if you let me do this, Richard would fall. I told you if you let me do this, I'd get Adrian. I told you if you let me do this, Greg would make a mistake. That's how Satan works. And when we understand what's going on, let me tell you something. When I get it in my mind that Satan is trying to work to hurt God through me, that ought to help me put up that hedge or put up that wall to try to stand firm and stand. But the problem is I let my mind relax and I let my mind go lax, and that's when Satan gets in, amen? And understands that all he wants to do, all he's trying to do is get to God through us. All the sin and all the evil of this world is ruled by Satan. James chapter 1 verse 13 says this, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. So if we're tempted, where does it come from? Not God. John chapter 8 verse 38 says this, I speak that which I have seen of my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen of your father. It's talking about the devil. Man follows the wrong father. Amen. If you got sin in your life and you're living in a constant state of sin and you've never been saved, guess what? My father is God. My big brother is Jesus, but your father is the devil. If you've never gotten your blood, if you've never gotten your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you've never got the blood covering your sin, understand something. You are serving Satan. You say, I don't serve nobody. Oh, yeah, you do. Everybody serves somebody. Even the atheists are serving somebody. They just don't know what his name is. I'm telling you this morning, his name is Satan. All the evil that's going on in John chapter 8, verse 44. Listen to this. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. For he was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. This Bible, this verse right here, says Satan lust and man lust. Amen. The Bible says in this verse right here, Satan is a murderer and man is a murderer. The Bible says in this verse right here that Satan does not abide in truth, and the Bible says that man does not abide in truth. And understand something. The Bible says that Satan lies, and we know that men lie. And we got to understand something. We can't blame everything on the devil now. Some of the stuff we do, we get in our own self. But this world is being run and ruled by Satan. But the good news is that at the cross he was defeated. John chapter 12, verse 31, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. That word right there, cast out, the Greek word is ekbalio. It means to eject. Somebody ought to get a hold of that. I was watching Top Gun Maverick this week. And when they hit that eject button, Skip, that's what that word means. It's eject, to bring forth or cast out, figuratively, to drive out, to expel, to leave or to pluck out, to put forth or to send away. How has he been cast out? How has he been defeated? Jesus said it in verse 32, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men nigh unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Satan and Satan's rule and reign over our lives is broken. Listen to what I'm getting. This is the whole sermon right here. Satan and his rule and reign over our lives is broken. In other words, it has been cast out. The Bible says we have power to escape the penalty of sin. Satan cannot charge us with sin anymore. If you're covered by the blood, glory to God, he cannot bring it back up. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who in his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Romans chapter 6, verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed me white as snow. And every time the devil jumps up and says, hey, you remember this? I said, what you ought to say is, hey, you remember the cross? Yeah. Hey, you remember being drunk? Hey, you remember the cross? Hey, you remember doing them drugs? Hey, you remember the cross? You remember when you fell after you got saved? Hey, do you remember the cross? I know what 1 John 1 and 9 says. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We got to put the devil in his place. His power over us had been broken. Satan's power over us to cause death was broken by the cross. We don't have to die. Amen. For all y'all Christians, y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, for as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them unto fear of death, that were the lifetime subject unto bondage. In other words, when Satan says, hey, you're going to die, I said, yes, I am, but glory to God, I ain't going to die but one time. The Bible talks about a second death in the book of Revelation. Talking about that death that people die when they die in their sins. And let me tell you something. If you're here today and you're in sin and you've never been saved, you will die that second death unless you get your sins covered by the blood. And see, that's the power that Satan has been broken. That's where the Bible says we can have a peace that passes all understanding. I'm not worried about dying no more. I used to lay in bed and stay awake at night, worried about dying. But I don't do that no more, because I know if I die now, Kevin, bless God, I'm going straight to heaven. Somebody said, well, I just don't know if you can know. Well, then you ain't saved. If you don't know that you can go to heaven, you ain't saved. Because I'm telling you right now, according to this book, we can know. Satan's power has been destroyed. So don't let Satan beat you up anymore. Satan's power to cause man to be separated from God has been destroyed. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. In other words, we don't have to worry about being separated from God for all eternity in a place called hell. How many of us this morning are ready to meet the Lord? How many of us this morning? I mean, if something were to happen right now, how many of us as Christians have been fighting the devil this week and over the past little while? And I mean, it's hard. Amen? Getting saved is the easy part. Trusting the Lord is the easy part. Then you got to go out and live it. How many of us have been in a battle? How many of us have been fighting this thing? And it seemed like the best you can do. Mike sung the song, good times outnumber the bad. Sometimes, Skip, it seems like I can take two steps forward and the devil will knock you back three. Anybody ever feel like that? I mean, you come to church, you're doing all you can do, and it seems like the devil just jumps up on you. And he knocks you down and laughs at you while you're laying there. See, the thing is, you got to get back up. You got to get back up. I don't have to worry about being separated from God. Because when Jesus died, at that point when he bowed his head on that cross, the Bible says that the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom, from heaven down, giving us access to the throne room of God. The Bible says when we're saved, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. So when he knocks me down, and yes, we all get knocked down. And when he kicks us and laughs at us, yet we all been there, amen. All you got to do is get back up and say, if I can just get back to God, if I can just get called out on my Father, like I said, 1 John 1:9, all I got to do is call out on my Father. And guess what? He's right there for me every time. Now listen, Satan's rule and reign and power to enslave us with sinful habits has been destroyed. 1 Chronicles chapter 6. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God? Ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are God, little children. Ye have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is nothing come upon us, no temptation has taken us, that God cannot help us destroy that temptation. Prove it. We got people in this building used to be strung out on drugs. Guess what? You ain't no more. Amen. We got people in this building used to be strung out on alcohol. Guess what? You ain't no more. We got people in this building dealing with habits and things through life. And guess what? The power of God came into our lives, and the power of God helped us get rid of those things. So whatever you're dealing with this morning, the power's here. The power's here. Brother Robert, can you sing, please, forgive me? I want you to come. My brother Robert's coming. I want to tell y'all a little story. Several years ago, some of these are going to remember this. Several years ago, the senior saints went down to the beach. And this is back when Brother Dennis was still alive, Miss Francis, and we was all down there having a good time. And I'll never forget Brother Dennis picking on that monkey one time, and that monkey got him. I ain't going to talk about that, but they did. But I'll never forget, Jackie, my wife went to the tiger cage. It was a tiger, a big Bengal tiger. And Juwan was sitting there looking at that tiger, and that tiger was probably as far from me to Greg from her in a big cage, and it was behind a concrete barrier. And Juwan sitting there looking at that tiger, and the tiger kind of lifted up, and all you could see on that tiger over the under behind that concrete was his eyes. And Juwan would get down, and you see that tiger go down a little bit. Juwan would come up, that tiger would come up. All you could see was the eyes. Juwan would kind of walk to the left a little bit, that tiger would follow her. And I was standing behind her. And all of a sudden, that tiger pounced. Come across that concrete barrier, David, like, Had that cage not been there, he'd have eat us. He hit that cage, my wife jumped, like to jump out of her skin. I laughed. As I was studying this message, that's all Satan can do to you. At no point, Ronnie, at no point was my wife ever in danger. They had built that cage strong enough to stop that tiger. Oh, yeah, she jumped. She got scared. But at no point in that time was my wife ever in danger. And you listen to me. If you're covered by the blood, God's pulled all of his teeth. God's pulled all of his claws. God's got him locked up in a cage. He might can scare you, but I'm telling you right now, he cannot destroy you. And what you got to do, you got to stand up for what you believe. You got to stand up on the promises of God. It's time for us as Christians to stand up and take back what Satan has been taking from us. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, you need to get on this altar and get saved so you can have the power to destroy him.
That's right.
I want you to bow your heads with me.